AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Biden awarded the Medal of Honor to an Army helicopter pilot who rescued soldiers in a Vietnam firefight. In 1968, retired Captain and then First Lieutenant Larry Taylor flew his Cobra attack helicopter to rescue four members of a reconnaissance team after they had become surrounded by the enemy. Taylor was ordered to get back to the base, and he refused.
He rewrote the fate of four families for generations to come. That's valor.
The Army says what Taylor did that night had never been attempted before.
That's our nation at its very best.
Taylor says he flew hundreds of combat missions during a year's deployment in Vietnam and never lost a man. Rip current warnings are in effect in the Atlantic from New York to North Carolina. It's a result of remnants of hurricanes Franklin and Idalia. At least three deaths have been reported. The impeachment trial of Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton has started. The embattled Republican is facing accusations of corruption and bribery. Paxton is only the third sitting official in Texas's nearly 200-year history to be impeached. A U.S. official says North Korean leader Kim Jong-un may travel to Russia to meet President Vladimir Putin. Russia and Saudi Arabia have agreed to extend their voluntary oil production cuts through the end of the year. A federal judge allowed Georgia to resume enforcing a ban on hormone replacement therapy for transgender people under 18. The Agriculture Department designated Vermont a natural disaster area from the catastrophic July flooding, making farms eligible for emergency federal loans. The Spanish Soccer Federation has fired its women's national team coach, Jorge Vilda, less than 3 weeks after his team won the Women's World Cup. The president of the Spanish Soccer Federation was suspended after kissing a player on the lips after the team won the World Cup. The Dow finished down 195 points. This is AP News. The U.S. sent cluster munitions to Ukraine, but activists want to bolster a treaty banning it.
Backers of an international agreement that bans cluster munitions are striving to prevent erosion in support of it after one leading human rights group calls an unconscionable U.S. decision to ship such weapons to Ukraine for its fight against Russia. Advocacy groups in the Cluster Munitions Coalition have released their latest annual report on Tuesday. It comes ahead of a meeting next week of envoys from the 112 countries that have acceded to or ratified the Convention on Cluster Munitions, which prohibits the explosives and calls for clearing areas where they litter the ground, often during or after conflicts. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Fierce rainstorms battered Greece, Turkey, and Bulgaria, triggering flooding that caused at least five deaths, including two people swept away at a campsite in Turkey. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.